This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And yes, Blue Lives Matter on this show. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and take advantage of the different things we have over there. And joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president has warned Iran. They apparently, there was a plot that was simulated or discovered by our State Department to assassinate our U.S. ambassador in South Africa, which we're still scratching our heads wondering why her. But the president responded to that report to Tehran and warned them. Now, I don't know what he said, but we'll just go from there and see what happens.
Well, we do have, you know, channels of communications with Iran. If for nothing else, we also go through Switzerland, because we kind of use Switzerland as a constant channel of communication with Iran. But, yeah, it's very curious on why Iran would go after this ambassador. She sworn in last October. Now, it could be because of South Africa does have a kind of a clandestine footprint of Iran there, mostly because of some uranium deposits, or it may be because of the ease of access to the embassy. But you can bet that they don't want another Benghazi. So Marks, the ambassador, she could have already been removed and brought back to the United States, or they could have, you know, beefed up, you know, security there. It's interesting. But Pompeo gets something every day called the CIA World Intelligence Review, otherwise known as the WIR. And it's a classified document that's only senior policy and security officials across the government get, and certain lawmakers and their staff get it. So they are aware of it, too. This is not a Pompeo concocted story that, you know, somebody like Adam Schiff may accuse Pompeo or Trump of. So anyway, it really comes from the CIA. And so I guess they're just going to necessarily have to take certain actions, whatever those actions are, we don't know and probably shouldn't know with regard to, the threat of Iran.
Now, the president has now put the priority on the economy on his campaign after talking law and order for quite a while here. Definitely that message is resonating because there's a poll that came out yesterday that said 65% of the country, that's their number one issue, law and order. Now, the refocusing on the economy comes as the Trump campaign aggressively highlights the president's economic record prior to the coronavirus pandemic, which was pretty good, in my opinion, as well as steps taken to recover after the shutdowns, and things are getting much better.
Well, that would be significantly better if these blue states weren't, the Michigans, the Californias, and New Yorks and whatnot, they just weren't so... power hungry or something.
Right.
The recovery would be significant. Especially I would say in New York. I don't know how New York's gonna survive this.
Uh-huh.
It's really quite remarkable to me that Cuomo hasn't had a visit from a bunch of, economists and said, hey, do you realize what de Blasio is doing is going to hurt New York as a state from a revenue standpoint for probably every bit of 10 years or more?
Well, I heard yesterday that 35% of the businesses, not the restaurants, but the businesses, everybody all bundled in together, are going to be gone, and they're not coming back.
Well, they don't have any reason to come back. They don't have any, furthermore, there's no reason to stay.
Right.
Which is the reason I think of, 100 or more, maybe 200, I forget the number of top business people, corporations in New York wrote de Blasio a letter last week and said, hey dude, if you don't get this together and get it together fast, recovery will be impossible. And apparently he didn't care because he canceled the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Exactly, which is a big deal, and what a shame that is. But de Blasio needs to go. There was some Democratic congressman that was getting in his face and saying a lot of different things there. Okay, but I'm not sure that he's able to do anything because he's running for re-election for Congress, right? Okay.
I guess. They all are.
All right. We'll be right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon. The music's going to cut her off here, so we got to get out of here ourselves. And here we go, and I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by my friends over at Balance of Nature. And you know, Balance of Nature is a company that sells wellness products, as well they should. With a name like that, right? But I take their fruits and veggie capsules, which are really pretty doggone good. And there's a couple of things that it does for me. Number one, I'm not snacking at night. I've actually lost weight as a result of that. Because when you've got the fruits and the vegetables, your normal daily requirement in you, you're just not hungry looking for snacks. And if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, this will help you because you're going to get your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables. So if you want a little bit more pep in your step, I got a deal for you. Now, it's going to save you 35% on anything that you order from the Balance of Nature website. Any of the wellness products, including the fruit and veggie capsules. So just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You are going to be so glad that you did. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Morning.
Now, the hurricane, and we need to talk about that for just a little bit. The hurricane is, I don't know, 20 hours or thereabouts away from making shore. Is that a pretty good estimate? Moving at 3 miles an hour, 75 miles off the coast. That sound about right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, so we'll be talking about it tomorrow when it comes on shore. But what this one is going to do that's a little different than most is it's going to be a prolonged rain event along with the wind that's going to be there. Now, right now it's a Category 1, 90-mile-an-hour winds, but it looks like it's going to strengthen to a Cat 2 with 100-mile-an-hour winds with gusts to about 120 out 25 miles. But there's a pretty good storm surge coming with this on the right side right now. We're being told that we've got 6 to 9 foot water coming into Mobile Bay right now, which is going to create a mess over that away. And water is the main problem when you have a storm. People don't even know what happens when the water comes in. Next thing you know, they drown.
Well, this is what we are told will be really the first major, because it's a two, because the storm surge,
yep,
challenge of the levees that, you know, President Bush paid for again and again and again, but they finally, you know, happened and whatnot. So they haven't truly been challenged until apparently this time. So we will see what effect they have in New Orleans.
Well, I think it's going to pretty much brush New Orleans, not hit it as much as it is Mobile. It's like Mobile,
correct,
is going to get whacked.
Yeah, but, and Mobile Bay is pretty large.
Yeah.
So it's not as low. It's not necessarily known as a low country, if you will, of Lake Pontchartrain and parts of New Orleans.
Let's talk about the judge, the federal judge that ruled some of Pennsylvania's COVID restrictions by the governor as being unconstitutional. That was kind of interesting.
I haven't read the decision. I do have the decision here, but I would say that in this particular case, it sends a message to some of these other, governors that they could be necessarily challenged too. They should have already been challenged, but what they're saying is the shutdown order and the ban on public gatherings. And this is a federal court, by the way.
Right.
And so apparently there was a preceding case in 1905, that was used as, you know, as, law on this. Mm-hmm. So that was the first one, but anyway, I was very happy with this. What happens now, we don't really know. I think it may put the state and the state the financial coffers at some kind of risk here if now that this has been decided that it was unconstitutional, it makes them vulnerable to other lawsuits by individuals, churches, religious gatherings, corporations and that kind of thing. So this one will be certainly one to watch.
What do you think about the University of Pittsburgh scientists that just say that they discovered an antibody that neutralizes the virus that causes coronavirus? Now, this was not a front page story. This was a back page story, and I haven't heard anybody, Fauci or any of those people, say one word about this.
Well, it was mentioned, I think, for a second or two on Fox. That's the only reason I happen to know about it. I have not looked at it. But the antibody, I think, is what it's doing is it is relieving the time of having the infection significantly.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the, you know, COVID-19, but because of this particular antibody, it may only affect you for a day and a half or something.
Mm.
But I do not know that. I haven't read the whole thing, so I probably shouldn't comment any further.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about this, because I think you know about this one. Senator Lindsey Graham once again hinted a Durham bombshell is imminent as the Mueller team is questioned. I don't know, but it sounds to me from all the gibberish we're hearing that something is in the works.
Well, yeah, we kind of hate being teased. I mean, we feel like we've been teased now for a couple of years, and we're kind of sick of it. Even the fact that, you know, Klein Smith, pled guilty. I think, in my opinion, that was on reduced charges. I think, but anyway, I've looked at a lot of comments, and a lot of people just don't have the same kind of interest in it anymore because, well, they just don't believe that anything significant will be part of this. However, we have a matter of the 31 phones that were assigned to the Mueller team that have had various manipulations done to the phones. And all kinds of people in Washington, D.C. are flipped out about it, and rightly so, especially Grassley's staff in Grassley's office, and his office does amazing work. My sense is that Durham probably already knows about these phones. But you know what? Isn't it curious? Not one Democrat has said a word about it.
Right.
Especially Adam Schiff, because those phones and the data on those phones belong to government.
Mm-hmm.
That's an obstruction of government property.
Yep.
Or that's destruction of government property. Where's Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler?
Asleep.
No, it's selective. And I think, if I were the Jim Jordans of the world, or if I was the Lindsey Grahams of the world, I'd be getting into a Twitter battle right about now, or if for nothing else, a TV battle, right about now when Adam Schiff shows up on CNN or MSNBC and challenging and say, you know, how come you have no interest in this? And that's where I'd be going with it.
Well, yeah, and I agree with you. Now, the Monmouth poll, which, of course, is not by any stretch of the imagination conservative or even middle of the road, it's liberal, their number one issue, according to them, 65% of the participants in the poll say law and order is the number one political issue. Now, that had been the issue that Donald Trump was pounding home. Now he's focusing on the economy to get that message out there a little bit better. So people, I guess, law and order and the economy, is it like, is that 1-2, you think?
I think so. In some cases, in many cases, one dovetails the other. If you don't have law and order, you can't have decent business because, I mean, we're seeing that. These businesses have had to board up, and, I mean, if you go down Fifth Avenue or you go down the streets in Minneapolis, the businesses are boarded up. Well, that doesn't do much for their economy now, does it?
No.
So one certainly dovetails the other.
All right, well, we've run out of time. Another very interesting segment, and the gang in the chat room is saying way to go, so way to go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, and you'll know what she does when she does it. Meantime, I'm coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The World Health Organization's COVID-19 dashboard shows a new one-day record has been reached at 307,000.
930 confirmed cases of the coronavirus worldwide. Daily confirmed cases have only topped 300,000 once before, when 306,000 were reported on September 6th. According to the WHO's figures, there have been more than 28,870,000 confirmed cases of the respiratory disease, while more than 921,000 people have lost their lives worldwide, including 5,537 yesterday. The WHO's chief said the average daily number of cases throughout the European region is now higher than it was during the first peak in March, citing the record 48,921 cases confirmed in Europe yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you, of course, by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to serve you. And all you have to do to find out about them is go to the website, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right down here where I'm at in Tampa Bay, Florida. And I would strongly suggest that you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one's closest to you. Ask to take the tour. And you'll find out by doing that what it is they have to offer and why becoming an aviation maintenance tech is such a lucrative career that's going to pay you a lot of money to do that job as an aviation maintenance tech. And you're going to love what you're going to see. I'll tell you that right now. So, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And always tell them the captain sent you. Well, Afghanistan and Taliban, their talks have begun to end the 19 years of bloodshed. Afghanistan's warring factions have officially begun what is likely to be a long and arduous process of negotiating a peaceful and prosperous future after nearly two decades of war. We'll see what happens. By the way, President Donald Trump bestowed the Medal of Honor, of course, last week on a U.S. soldier, calling him one of the bravest men anywhere in the world. But he also awarded, yesterday in California, seven distinguished flying crosses to the California National Guard pilots and their crew who flew into blinding smoke over and over again over a 10-hour period, re-saving over 250 people from sure death. That was a remarkable accomplishment done on September the 5th. And kudos to them for what they did. Tremendous feat. Put on night goggles and flew in and out of the smoke, not being able to see your hand in front of your face, literally. By the way, it was the morning of June 18th, 1983. Jacqueline Van Ovest, just 17 years old at the time, got up early to witness history in the making. She was once barred from flying fighter jets, and now she's the Pentagon's only four-star general. Kudos to her. How about that? I like stories like that. Tell me you can't do it. Yeah, and then watch her do it. By the way, the U.S. Air Force flew a B-1 Lancer bomber over the East Siberian Sea. The U.S. Air Force flew actually three B-1 heavy bombers over the East Siberian Sea north of Russia's Far East as part of a series of recent maneuvers that the military said are meant to demonstrate American capabilities and ability to support their allies, which is what a top Russian commander blasted as being hostile and provocative. Well, they don't do it to us. Of course they do. By the way, Russian fighter jet mercenaries are flying in Libya right now, engaging in ground strikes and combat activities. These are mercenary pilots flying Libyan aircraft. That coming from U.S. Africa Command. And President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden both say they want to pull U.S. forces out of Iraq and Afghanistan, but their approaches differ, and the outcome of the November 3rd election will have long-term consequences, not only for U.S. troops, but also for the wider region. And we'll have to see where that goes. Now, more than 8 months after a barrage of rockets killed an American contractor and wounded four American service members in Kirkuk in Iraq, militia groups continue to target U.S. military bases in that country, and the frequency of those attacks has increased as they're still firing rockets at our bases. Now, a U.S. Air Force aircraft electronically impersonated a Malaysian plane while flying over the South China Sea this week. They did it in an effort to fool China. China thought it was a Malaysian aircraft flying around up there, and it was a U.S. spy plane. By the way, U.S. and South Korean diplomats have agreed to form a new working-level dialogue to address the cooperation of U.S. troops on the peninsula amid an impasse over defense costs right now. And the destroyer USS Roosevelt simulated a hostile ship in a U.S. show of force alongside the North African countries as U.S. B-52 bombers trained with Morocco and Tunisian aircraft over the Mediterranean. By the way, a deadly attack in Pensacola, Florida last year, you might remember it, and another earlier this week in Somalia show the ongoing dangers of the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. on which America set its sights 19 years ago. They're still there. May not be as many, but they're still there. And North Korea is not showing any signs of lashing out against South Korea or Japan or launching a deliberate provocation as the American presidential election nears. Also, Germany is violating an international treaty when it asks U.S. military personnel to pay taxes in their country, the U.S. Embassy in Berlin said, as it jumped into the long-running fiscal dispute that has affected hundreds of U.S. troops and civilians there in Germany being forced to pay German taxes. Now, you might have heard yesterday about an American 155 howitzer that took down a cruise missile. Now, Americans' capabilities have been getting better and better and better. And this 155-millimeter portable howitzer was able to lock on, pinpoint, and destroy a cruise missile in flight. That is a remarkable accomplishment. And I'll tell you what, we've got some people right now, I guarantee you, in the Soviet Union and China going, whoa, they did what? Anyway, now President Donald Trump is expanding his arsenal of spectacular but hard to explain secret weapons, showing the U.S. military might. There may be more on that in the days and weeks to come. We'll see. Also, military aviators have battled low visibility and hazardous terrain. They've now been given credit, besides the ones I just told you about that the president awarded yesterday, of rescuing more than 400 people escaping fires burning across millions of acres of California and Oregon. Things are really, really heating up there. Now, the president is on his way to Michigan soon. Kid Rock is going to be hosting a concert there. He's going to be the entertainment for the president. And the governor, Ms. Whitmer, or as Ron Edwards likes to say, Witchmer, she isn't exactly too happy about having the president there because he's talking about having a big rally. Now, we know that he had a big rally in Nevada. And the governor there is saying, well, they're all going to come down with COVID and this and that. We'll see. We'll see. I'll bet you they don't. I'll bet you they don't. Now, that's just me. But we'll see what happens. And the Army is operating with a whole bunch of new drones at their fingertips, some that can loiter for days and are controlled from continents away. We'll get into all that and a whole bunch more later on, but right now we got to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski right around the corner.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and we're back. Chris Markowski is hanging in there. This edition of the this segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you know, I've told you about this before, and I'm going to tell you again, because Balance of Nature is working for me, and it can probably work for you. I'm taking a product called the Fruits and Veggie Capsules. Now, it simply gives you a little bit more pep in your step and a little bit more vim and vitality, if you want to call it that, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods. And who the heck eats the right amount of fruits and vegetables? Nobody. Well, this is a way to do it. And by the way, it cuts down on your snacking in the middle of the night, because I'm no longer eating chips or candy bars or something like that, because I had to have something to snack on. I'm just as snug as a bug in a rug with these fruits and veggie capsules that I'm taking. So, for a limited time, go over to their website, balanceofnature.com. They are a wellness product company. They sell all sorts of different things there. And see what it is that you'd like to order. And you can save 35% on Balance of Nature on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. It's that simple. Balanceofnature.com. See what you want to pick to order. Definitely check out the fruits and veggie capsules and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You can also call them at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And if you want to start feeling better, go over to balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT. Save 35%. That's RESULT. That's the product code. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. Listen, the L.A. Times are reporting that AstraZeneca, that's the drug that was put on hold for about a week or so while they tried to figure out if they were having problems or not because somebody tested positive for COVID while they were taking it. They hiked their drug prices. Is that a good idea to do in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, I'm not familiar with what drugs they were hiking the prices on. The AstraZeneca is the one that's developing. They're one of the companies that is in development for a COVID drug, and yeah, and you know, got a lot of press without a doubt when they had a shutdown for a day. It was somebody had adverse. It happens, an adverse effect. They had to make sure it wasn't coming from the drug, and they're redeveloping that. The concern is out there. They're saying, hey, you know, they're getting money from the government to help develop this vaccine quickly. Why are they raising their drug prices? Well, this has been pretty much a hot topic right now. It's been all over the news and how the Trump administration wants to get involved in the pricing of drugs. It's a debate. It's something that I've been talking about on my show for a long period of time. The way that drugs are sold around the globe is you have certain countries out there that buy, in essence, in bulk. They cut a deal. For example, say if you're the country, if you're Indian and you're buying a certain drug and you're going to say, okay, go to AstraZeneca or you go to Pfizer and say, this is what we're willing to pay for this. And that's all they'll get. And what in turn happens is because we don't have socialized medicine here in the United States, these drug companies have to make up the research and development costs somehow. Again, they're businesses. They want to make money. Mm-hmm. And we all like to have all these wonderful new developments and drugs to make us better. And we've had great advances in various different things. The cost sometimes of bringing a drug to market, sometimes it can take upwards of 10 years and costs over $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
At some point in time, you have to recoup that. Now, I'm not sure what drugs that AstraZeneca was raising their prices on during the pandemic. But again, we don't want to get to a point in time where these pharmaceutical companies are unable to make money. As soon as that happens, then guess what? Yeah, then we're not going to have any new developments in any drugs.
Well, the Chinese virologist who has snuck back into the United States from China has released a report that claims that the Wuhan lab made the COVID and distributed it around the world in clandestine means to get it out there. And if I were her, I think I'd be hiding under a rock.
I think she is hiding under a rock, quite frankly. There's no doubt about that. She's definitely going to be hiding. Didn't she escape to Taiwan, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, the way that this drug acts, and how it affects the human body, it most certainly, you know, I'm a bit of a layman, but I kind of follow this stuff. It seems like it's engineered in some way, shape, matter, or form. I don't know if China will ever pay the price for this. I don't think that, I highly doubt that. I think that they wanted it to get out. I think that they just screwed up. I mean, the fact that we allow China to actually even have these types of facilities, I mean, Fauci actually visited some of these places. To me, this is patently absurd. They're not at that level. And one thing China is not known for is their quality items. We all know this. There was a bit of an interesting development, and I was reading about it an hour or so ago, is that this University of Pittsburgh has actually identified the antibody
right
to stop COVID in its tracks.
Right.
And that's a great, great development. Because there's something where you can actually take this through an inhaler once they get that out, and it fights COVID, which would be great.
Well, that was on the back page of the papers yesterday. I did not hear Fauci talk about it, nor anyone else, and the only reason I even knew about it was it showed up on Fox later in the day yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that's coming out in regards to this, you know, hopefully sooner rather than later. I don't. Again, this is an antibody. This is not a vaccine. You know, I think that's going to eventually be the way that this is going to be treated. I'm not so confident that there's the vaccine is going to go ahead, and work. A lot of people are getting nervous right now in regards to how things are out there. We don't know. I mean, I've got three kids in school. Are they going to force kids to get a flu vaccine this year? Is that going to be mandatory? How are they going to force, they're going to force people to get the COVID vaccine? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work, and are people going to feel comfortable taking it right off the bat?
What do you think about the federal judge yesterday that said that Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's executive orders, several of them, were unconstitutional?
I'm sorry, unconstitutional what order? From who? You broke up there, man.
What did you think about the federal judge who ruled yesterday that the Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf's executive orders,
But isn't it, now it's great that they're doing that now, but all the people have already been adversely affected by this. I mean, I think a lot of those things that Wolf put into play, they've been taken off by now. I mean, I'm glad to see that, that they won, which is great because again, you think of these stretches in government all the time, but, it's a little bit too little too late. Those things needed to be litigated much, much sooner.
Now, you know who Deutsche Bank is, right?
Of course.
And Goldman Sachs Group. They say that the recent pullback in U.S. stocks could be close to an end if history is any guide.
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm not so sure. I think certain companies out there, I've got to a point of valuation, which I think has gotten a little bit ridiculous. You've got to understand the bulk of stock, the S&P 500 returns has been from about 7 to 10 companies, tech companies that have led the way. We'll see what's going to happen moving forward. The key right now is you've got to get people back to work, and it's hard for a lot of parents. It was interesting. I don't know if you saw this, Matt. There's about as many job openings today as there was back in December before COVID. And one of the reasons where I get a lot of people actually quitting their jobs because many people out there, they have to stay home with their kids.
Uh-huh.
Their kids can't, they're not in school full time.
Yeah. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri is calling on the U.S. to reject the Oracle TikTok deal. I don't know why we need that anyway.
I don't know why the point behind the TikTok, the why he wants to reject it, I'm not sure. I haven't looked into why I'm looking into that. If it was up to me, I'd make TikTok and all these social media companies disappear. I've been talking a lot about this for a long period of time. People don't realize that the youth suicide rate over the past 10 years is up close to 60%.
Well,
and if you don't think social media has a part of that, it does.
The concern was over national security. That's what I'm looking at here.
They're not happy. I think that, Trump is trying to force a sale to an American company. And maybe they're concerned that Oracle is not going to get the algorithms TikTok is using. I mean, what these companies do, the algorithm that they're talking about, it's almost like a drug. Their ability to keep kids engaged and watching these things, which is kind of sick.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Make sure you check him out, watchdogonwallstreet.com, for more great things. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.